Hello and welcome to the Julia and Gino podcast. We are your hosts, Julia and Gino Barbaro of Barbaro 360, and we have a return guest. I'm not sure if he wants to be back. We're going to find out because he made us do some homework.
Yeah.
And as usual, my wife messed up a couple of the questions. Yeah. That's okay.
But I mean, good in school. I never read the directions, right? You know, just ran to the question.
It's okay. You did great, baby. Actually, she helped me out with the questions. I had a little trouble understanding, and she sat me down like a 10-year-old and said, Gino, this is what it is. And man, once she did that, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Scott's going to be here breaking it down and going through the Kinder process. And what I love about this, it's a time of reflection. So as we're going through this process, I want you to sit down and I want you to absorb those questions and really internalize them for yourself as you're on this journey of life and as you're on this journey of building a business, building a family, whatever your journey is, internalize these questions, and we're going to have Scott ask us, and we're going to get a little coaching in this call. That sound good?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, last time we chatted about what matters most to the two of you, mm-hmm. and you kind of had breadth. You had freedom to say anything that matters to you. Yeah? Mm-hmm. This chat's more so about depth. It's about what are the things that are important for you, and let's build on that so that we can ideally get a bit of a vision of where you want to go. Does that sound fair?
Sounds wonderful. Awesome.
Okay, so the way that we do this is each of you gets equal time to do this because you're both individuals choosing to be a couple, right?
That's right.
So who wants to go first?
Well, my wife went first last time, and I know the rules are that I can't speak. Yeah. So this is good for me. This is good penance for me.
I have to stay
quiet, and I have to listen to Julia, so I'm going to let her go first.
Oh, I thought you were going to go first.
No, I'm going to let you go first.
I thought you were too.
I thought you were going to say it's my turn.
I'm deferring to her because this is good penance
for me. You just want me to go first so you do better.
I love it.
I know the way your mind works.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. We can easily have Julia go first.
I'll go first.
And to your point, sir, your homework that we're going to assign you right now is simply to listen.
Yeah.
And what do you feel is most important to Julia?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll check in on that after she gets a chance to go. Does that sound fair?
It sounds great.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, Julia, how was answering the three questions for you? It's not something we think about every day.
Right. It was a little bit challenging in the sense of there's a guilt of wanting things.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I had to think about that of, do I want this because I was told that it's great to have these things, or do I want them because it may make me happy, or, you know, and all that. So that was interesting to reflect on. It was good. It was a good reflection. That's for sure.
Yeah. And to your point, so often we can get caught up in wanting what everyone else wants. What's the neighbor doing?
Yes.
What car is someone else driving? Someone's farm is bigger than ours. And to your point, ultimately what this is about is just allowing yourself the freedom to allow yourself to say what you want. Yeah. And to feel what you want.
I promise I wasn't going to interrupt. And this is not interrupting Julia, but can you repeat the three questions just in case they didn't go back and hear the last podcast, just to run through them real quick so they can sit down and internalize them. And if maybe you're listening to this and if you want to write it down, the question down, and reflect on it, so when the podcast is over, you can answer the questions for yourself.
Yeah. And what we'll do is even better. I'll do it each time we go through the next question.
Oh, okay. All right.
So at least for Julia the first time, so everyone has it.
Okay,
And then that way they can kind of go along, and they could even pause and write down their own answers and then reflect back on them if they'd like.
All right, perfect. So,
that sound fair?
Yes, that's
he just
great.
Needed to say something.
No, I didn't.
He's like, I'm going to say something.
No, I didn't. I just didn't. I thought we weren't going to go through each three specifically. I just thought we're going to be generality.
Still talking.
And then...
Still talking.
Not at all. They're purposeful. So we'll go through each three. Yeah. So you know, thank you for noting that it's like this can be a bit of a reflection on what really matters to me, or does this matter because I think other people think it matters? Is it about me?
Exactly.
But you also noted guilt.
Yeah.
And I often, you know, we can often find that we hold back from what we're willing because for some reason we think we're not supposed to have it.
Exactly.
And I, in this conversation, Julia, my hope for you is that you don't do that.
Okay.
Be you. Fully you.
Okay.
Don't hold back. Okay. So the first question was, imagine you're financially secure and you have more money than you need to take care of your needs now and in the future. If you're already financially free, just translate that to imagine you have all the time and ease that you need in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you have abundant time, right? And you're always at ease. You're never worried. then go with that. But the question is, how would you live your life? Would you change anything? Let yourself go. Don't hold back on your dreams. Describe a life that is complete and richly yours. And you start by saying, I would hire a personal assistant for home, travel, farm, and coaching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me more. Paint the picture. What does that look like for you? What is that doing for you?
I think the idea of that provides a freedom. I love what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I get caught up in the computer work, the driving to the farm, the trying to figure out the basics. And again, this is without guilt now.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's important because I almost made an excuse of I don't mind doing the work because I don't, but that's not what I'm saying. I can just imagine the impact I could have if all of those little things behind the scenes were taken care of.
Yes.
Efficiently by someone else with the skill to do it even better than I could.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. That I understand the guilt, a little bit of the guilt there then. You know, so mm-hmm. many people, especially small business owners.
Yeah.
Especially if we grew up in families where we handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like in back where I grew up in the Midwest, we always mowed the yard.
Right.
If a lawn service showed up to mow the yard,
mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Right.
Why don't you take care of your own yard? But yes. to your point, everyone has a unique ability.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is like, how can you put yours to work?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're taking your time to do things that are kind of shallower work that just need to be done, and yeah, you can do it, you're not going to have the impact you want to have.
Right. Right.
What would it feel like to you to be able to have that impact?
Well, like I said, it would be completely freeing and it would be exciting in a different way of, and I don't want to use the word worry about, is everything done properly? Is everything scheduled? It would just be, okay, let's go. I would be ready to just let's go. And I think that's what it is. No more holding back of, okay, let's get this right. Even vacation trips that we want to take with the family. It's just the worry of, I don't know these places. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know the best direction or, you know what I mean? Or hotels or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And to find the experts and say, hey, plan the trip. I don't even want to know where we're going. Mm-hmm. I just want to get on the airplane. Give me mm-hmm. the tickets. And so there's a freedom of being able to just be in that moment, in that presence, and saying, okay, why am I here? What am I experiencing? Even in coaching, okay, you know, how can I give back to this person in front of me? Yeah. Without the worry of, did they get the assignment correctly? And you know what I mean? All the behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get to show up and be fully present.
Exactly, right.
Be who you are to your best ability.
Exactly.
And you're kind of wearing different hats different times. Sometimes you're just enjoying the travel.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're still being a mom and a wife sometimes in those travel moments.
Oh, yeah.
You can't escape those. He's right next to you. He's not allowed to talk, but he's right next to you. Yes. But you get to be fully you. You don't have to deal with the little bits that need to happen just to make the world go round.
Right.
Okay. Clearly that has to be in your plan.
Mm.
Anything else on that? For how you mentioned freeing is such an amazing word for you. I see you come to life when you say it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think just talking about this, I think just the word opportunities come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I do feel, I'm not going to use the word stuck, but just kind of just waiting.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting to take off.
Yeah.
When I say me, even the whole family, even the whole, wherever we're going with that, but me being, okay, I'm just going to wait to the next, okay, I've got to figure this part out. Let me just figure this part out. And I feel like that I've been there for a long time.
It's time for someone else to do those parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have, I think we've talked about this before, the frame is like you have money, you have mm-hmm. time, you have energy, mm-hmm. and you have talent.
Right.
Right. You only have so much time and energy and talent.
Right.
And if you're using it to do things that are not as impactful, not as great for you guys as a family, doesn't help you step into who you want to be, let's use some money
mm-hmm.
that up.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds
I love the smile on your face. Okay. anything else you want to say about this?
About the hiring assistants? No. I think it feels good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next, may I move on to your next point? Okay.
Absolutely.
So your next point is you say work and train people in coaching and ministry, Christian mm-hmm. mission. And then you do say healing the family. And it's a semicolon. So I'm not sure if that goes together or if those are two separate things.
So when I say coaching and, you know, in general, I really have a desire to help other families heal amongst each other in the families.
Yeah.
And I think I've had that for a long time, even before I was coaching. And that's where I would go with that. Does that make sense?
It does. My question for you is, what does that look like? What does it mean to you to do that? And how will you know you're being the success that you want to be?
Mm. Well, first to hire a great assistant.
Yeah. So that's already done. We have that taken
yes.
care of. So you have, you have the time now
okay.
to do this great work.
Yeah.
What does that look like to you? Paint the picture.
Well, I think obviously working through the computer, through establishing an incredible community of families, whether that's the mom, dad, full family, whatever that looks like, and coaching them through the process of creating connection with each other, just the whole listening process. And, you know, just as a dad, like there's this simple, it's so simple. And yet we all complicate the family life. We really do.
Yeah.
So just getting back to the basics of what it looks like to be a loving mother or father or spouse or whatever that is, wherever you are, even a child at home, and just guiding people into having a connected family again.
Oh, wow. Cool. So you're doing this. It sounds like part of it's through community.
Yeah.
Part of it's through teaching techniques, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've mentioned coaching before, so it sounds like there may be some coaching more so directly with people.
Correct. Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Or anything else for like what this means to you and how you know it'll be a success for you?
Well, I'll know it would be a success in a sense of seeing results and having people see results in their family.
Mm-hmm. So you see it within the community.
Yeah.
You see it from people coming back to you and talking about the work that you've done together and how you've helped them.
Yeah. Well, seeing their progress in their family. And again, it's not really about me in a sense. It's just about me giving them the tools that worked for me.
Yes.
And what I see and just handing them over of saying, this is all yours. Like, you know, it's a responsibility in a sense, but it's also a gift of just, you know, connecting with the family.
Absolutely. And I've sensed in you from the moment we've met, there's just this curiosity in you that you're willing. You're not just going to say, these are the tools that I use. You're going to use the community, not use the community, but the community will help craft new ways, other ideas that you can bring forth to help other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Now, is this all Barbaro 360 or is this something else?
This is definitely a Barbaro 360 in my mind. This is definitely something, you know, even if I go off and do something with just women, you know, just that's fine. It's really under the Barbaro 360 branch. There is something so beautiful.
Under
that
the umbrella.
To work with the family.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously we're a family and we do really work very, very well together. We're on the same team. And that's where I get all my information from. That's where I get all my tools from, my experience from. And so to be off by myself doing it, I just have no desire.
Yeah. So it's definitely a family part. You're part of the family Barbaro 360 umbrella is where this is. And it's helping the community. But you just mentioned something new, which is perhaps focusing on helping women too.
Yeah. That's something that I did for a little while and I just fell in love with it. You know, this is something maybe that was going to come up later, just about fear of people, fear around a certain group of people. Women were always a fear of mine, which is kind of interesting. And so to kind of embrace that a little bit, which I've experienced it recently, I'm like, huh, I'm like, this is actually pretty amazing. And so, to dive down into that, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. And you may not be the only one who's fearful of.
Of course. Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the bit that you even started about the last bit about guilt, yeah. You know, the work that we do, both men and women can feel guilty about stepping forward into who they want to be. But I just often from, it's anecdotal from what mm-hmm. I see, but from what I see, it's typically moms and especially working moms mm-hmm. are the last ones to really step up and say what they need and how they're going to care for themselves.
Yes.
That's, and for you to teach other women how to do that, watch out, world.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've experienced it my whole adult life, for sure. And I'm going to be honest, it's still there. And, you know, it's one of those things where you always have to ask, okay, am I feeling guilty for something that's not there?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this my responsibility, what's in front of me? And so there is a question of, there are moments where, yeah, my kids do need their mother to be sitting there with them.
Yes.
And that's my responsibility. And so that's important to figure out in the moment where our responsibility is, and is it, and then where our guilt is of, I just need to feel needed at home.
And the balance, right? Of right. If we don't fill our own cup up, what do we have to give?
Exactly.
You know, how are you able to show up and be fully present for someone when you're not fully there?
Yes. And my family has experienced my cup pretty empty for years and years.
Well, let's make sure it's really full.
Right.
All right. Right. Anything else you want to say on working and training and the coaching, the ministry, and the healing of families?
No, I think we had a good conversation on that.
Okay. May I continue? Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. So from here you say, own and run. This is in parentheses, with my family, because we've already said we're not doing it on our own. A retreat event property with a large event spaces plus lodging, cottages, or inn on the property, similar to the Renault Winery in New Jersey.
You told me to think big.
So I did.
Here I am.
I happen to know a property guy.
Of course you do. Yeah. So that idea is exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of my fun category at the same time.
Yeah.
Of just seeing all the things that we will do in the Barbaro 360 of the community. Because a lot of stuff, you know, is online nowadays. And you interact with people, but there's nothing like a live event.
Fully agree.
You know what I mean? Like just that human interaction, seeing families come together and just live right in front of you with amazing activities, you know, maybe some donkeys, whatever it looks like, in person, in one area where everyone could just come together would be incredible.
Yeah. Now, what's happening at this space that makes it really come to life for you?
Yeah. I think even conversations with maybe just the men, just the women, just the families, you know, teens or whoever comes, what age groups, I have no idea yet. And then just maybe some quiet time amongst the families to answer questions that have come up, giving people the space to do so.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one thing, is the tool that I would offer them is to allow each person in the family the space to say exactly what we're doing. Like, it's time for my talk right now, and the rest of the family will just sit and listen and have no, let me help you with that fix. You know what I mean? Just giving people space to talk about what's going on, I think is the beginning of healing.
Yeah, it gives people, what I'm hearing is this is about healing.
Yeah.
And I'm also hearing that it could be about different groups. So maybe women working with women and men working with men, and kids perhaps working with kids, so that they can kind of define their roles in the work that they're doing within the family context, if I'm not be getting
absolutely.
It right. Then there's also time to come together to be fully heard and understood.
Yes. And of course, there's the meals, which I know for us, that's one of the ways that we've always connected, is just through cooking, sitting and eating together as a family.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just that community aspect right there, which I think we all take for granted sometimes. But I think that is part of the whole retreat, is family meals.
Oh yeah.
Family 100%. Style. With really good food, by the way.
So it might be a winery for all we know.
Yeah, there you go. It's just not a typical, you know, if you think of camp food. No, I'm talking like really, really good, fresh ingredients.
Yeah, you happen to know some people that can make, you know, solid food. So
that's right.
Might be okay there. That sounds absolutely amazing. That clearly has to be explored and built into your plan. So.
Yeah.
Now, to that, may I say what you mentioned next?
100%.
I think this is a very important part for you, and it might have meant to run into it, but hire a full-time staff, management, event coordinator, marketing, kitchen staff, et cetera, including farm life.
That's right. And it's funny because when I think about stuff like this, my hesitation is always like, wow, that's a lot of work. And I think I said that on the podcast originally with you. There's where my dream stops. I'm like, all right, that sounds wonderful, but I'm really tired doing the stuff I'm doing right now. How could I take that on? And so that's where I'm like, okay, good. I'm done. I'm done dreaming.
Yes. Yeah. No, you want to be the CEO. You don't want to be the chief operating officer. Yeah. At least that's what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah,
you don't want to be in the details, making it all happen. You want it to happen so you can show up and be who you are.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to say on hiring staff?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the full staff. And then there's the staff on top of the staff, which, you know, makes sure the staff is running smoothly.
That's right. There's a GM running the show. Well, that's the end of your first question, but you know, this is yours. So is there anything you'd like to add? Anything come to mind? You know, it's your life.
Yeah.
Live it.
You know, I think that, I mean, that's a lot, you know, No, I think that's good.
Well, can we go on to your second question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So the second question, you know, a little not as nice. So the second question, you go to your doctor and they give you tough news. You have 5 to 10 years to live. Mm-hmm. And the good news is you'll never feel sick. But the bad news is you get no notice of the final day. So what will you do in the time you have remaining? Will you change your life and how will you do it? And for this question, we don't get unlimited funds like in the first question. We have today. And for you, you say, continue building what I have with my family and faith.
Is that all I wrote?
You said other things, but you put a period on it. So I like to just receive it and see if you'd like to expand on that. It's not you getting to know the two of you. It's so clear that you have an amazing depth in your family and you're so connected to your faith. Hmm. What does that mean to you to continue building? And what would that look like for you to feel like you've done it well?
Yeah, no, I something you said in the beginning, I think, has added to what I just wrote. And I think even with the family, I feel like you know, we're very comfortable where we are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use the word hide, but I tend to hide a lot in a sense of I'm good where I am. I don't have to be out in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the coaching type of thing of just being out, being on stage, going bigger than the computer is comfortable for me.
Yep.
It's behind a screen. My husband and I are literally here, just the two of us in this room. You're on a screen.
Yeah.
You know, it's very different than when you're out in the world.
Yeah. There's could be, you know, a million people watching and you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't even know.
A little different than being in a stadium full of 80,000 people.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think just maybe answering more of that question, the thing I wrote down was just to be fearless in a sense of not being hidden and being fearless.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What would that look like to you?
I think even with the company, with Barbo 360, there is a part of me, and I'm only going to speak for myself. That does hold back all of the what ifs people judge, what, you know, all the all of those things that we, all the lies we believe about ourselves and so on.
Yeah.
And so that is a piece of me that if you were saying in 5 years or so that was it, I think I would step out more.
Yeah. Totally time for you to do that.
Yeah. Right.
And I can't tell you that people aren't going to judge because they will.
Oh, 100%. That's why I was always afraid of women. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, if you're,
yeah,
I think it's more about, now I can't, I don't know what it's like to be any, I can only be me, right? But yeah. From my perspective, the more you can just show up as yourself and fully own who you are, the naysayers are always going to be naysayers, but you're right. Stepping into the arena and doing the work. So they're always going to say something, but you get to show up and have impact. You get to show up and represent your faith. You get to be a family leader. You get to be a coach. Yeah. It's time for that. The world needs you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's what it, so for you continuing to build on what you've already done with family and faith, that kind of ties into what you said in the first question then, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. If I'm hearing you correctly, you're basically saying I've been hiding, I've been holding back, I've been a little fearful.
Yeah.
It's time to let that go.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Let's do it. You do also say relationship. So I guess Gino matters. Good job, Gino.
I only cook and clean here and take care of the real estate. That's all I do.
I love how you said cook and clean. I'm like, wait, what?
Well, you were talking about the venue there, and he says you got somebody to cook for you.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I got it.
But obviously, your relationship matters. Yes. The two of you seem like such a loving couple from the time I've spent.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you always get to another level.
Yeah.
And I think to continue to work and not to be, okay, we're good. Let's move on. I think that's the thing that we forget. Yes. If you have 5 days left with your family, you can get so much deeper with them and have more conversations. And you know what I mean? And so that's something to remember is you're never finished.
Yeah. 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 Always be present. Yeah. Always be loving, caring, all the things that you are. Yeah. Okay. Anything else on that? Okay. Then you say you would write a book to put my story in one place. And then you say, really for the children.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everyone has a story.
Absolutely.
Obviously. Everyone has a story.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I've learned from other people's stories. That's how I learn. That's how I change. My life changes according to other people's experiences and like I connect with them.
Yes.
And I think that, especially for the kids, and I say that because I had a friend who's the dad wrote his memoir and he only published it and he gave each one to his children. And they have that. He had passed away and he has it. And he gets to read his father's life. And it's not like, I remember my mom said something about, it's like, here is his words right in front of him.
Yeah.
And I always remember, I was like, man, that would be amazing. But, you find other things to do and you it's not that important or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that I would definitely do.
So you clearly need the time for that in your day when you're not doing the small tasks any longer.
That's right.
To make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And what a beautiful gift to give the kids.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it will be not only them, but it'll be the grandkids and the great grandkids. They'll all know who, whatever they end up calling you. I don't know if it's a Mimi or a Gigi or a what, but, or a grandma, but they'll know all about you.
That's right. Yeah. Amazing. I just think that's super cool. Yeah.
You know, people might actually care about that outside of your children. Too.
I know. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Like, I wasn't sure if that's the fear talking or if that's you want to just tell specifically stories about the family and that's really
right.
Family.
No. There was fear in there and that's probably why I wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm sure people can learn from you. I have no doubt. Okay. That's the end of your second question. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Okay. So the third question is a bit of a shock, right? That's the one where we get news that we only have a day left to live.
Right.
Notice the feelings that arise as you confront your mortality. So, you don't get to be with Gino and the kids tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's really about asking yourself, what did I miss? Who did I not get to be? And what did I not get to do? So for you, what hits your heart when you ask yourself those questions?
Yeah, I think the being fearless and being afraid for way too long definitely hits me on that one. Because ultimately, I'm noticing the kids in my house probably have taken on that fear in their own life.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something I passed along.
Mm-hmm.
And not my husband. He did not take on my fear. think anything, he helps me overcome it.
He's your champion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I think that's what I would address, is aside from having a big, giant family party.
Yeah, for the last day, of course. We all want a big, giant family party for
everyone. Has to come, and there has to be a lot of food and music and just beautiful celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, it's just the encouragement to my family of being who you are.
Yeah.
Being out in the world and, you know, letting them know that they were created to do an amazing work in the world.
Yeah.
And never be afraid. I think that's what my message would try to be.
And what a better way to do that than for you to be fearless, to show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's really for what did I not get to be?
Yeah. And
be fearless.
Right. Huh?
For you in that moment, if you are on that last day and you allow yourself to be there, is there anything that you did not get to do that's really in your heart that you want to be doing?
Hmm.
This is the moment to let the guilt go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, I my whole desire in life was just to have a family and raise them.
Beyond
anything I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
And like when I'm sitting here thinking about like vacations or places that I miss, and it's just, that's not where it's going. It's just, mm-hmm. I almost feel satisfied.
Yeah. There's a contentment for you already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
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 Great. Well, can we look at your heart score grid briefly? Would that
be okay? Sure.
So heart score grid is just another way to frame this for you. And I think you were kind enough to give Gino some direction on that. So thank you. But the idea is, what's in my heart's core of like, who am I as a human being that I need to have, do, or be? And for you, you said for have is really, you need to have a home and you need to have good food. And you already have those.
I do.
Look at that. It's lovely. And then for do, what are you going to do? You're going to practice your Catholic faith. You're going to work on your relationship with your husband and your children. And then you're going to serve. Now, when you say serve, we've touched on things along the way that could mean serve, but I don't like to make assumptions.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
When I say serve, I'm talking outside of my home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like when I talked about the relationships with my Gino and the kids, that just is part of it. The service with them. When I said serve on here, I'm talking outside of, in my community, in the world, in, you know, whether that's through coaching or wherever. Yeah.
Beautiful. And then for B, for heart's core B, loving, understanding, present, and open. You're clearly a great mom and a great human if you're doing all those things well.
So okay.
Keep it up.
I try.
Ought to can be things that we ought to do, we think we should do. It could be things that other people think we should do. And sometimes we get those things and we might want to figure out how to remove them from our list.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's kind
100%.
Of like you're guilty into doing things.
Yes.
So they can be different things. They don't have to mean that though. But for you, for have, you said, I ought to have a coaching company. I ought to have a family financial legacy, money and property for the kids. What do those mean to you?
Maybe I'll use the word obligation. I do feel that it's important, obviously, to do things and to help people and to, and so the first one, the coaching was, we've been giving this gift of family life and where we are. I feel like I have an obligation that I ought to share it with the world.
Share it with others.
Yeah. The financial with the kids and such, it's my struggle all the time of, I don't know, like we talk about it often is, okay, so we have these finances, we have these properties, and yes, we're teaching the kids on responsibility and all that stuff.
Right.
And there's this part of me that's like, okay, do we just hand it to them? Obviously they're not spoiled, but what if later on, sometimes I personally came from no money, none of that. And that's where I got my character from. Yeah. And so there's a piece of me that is like, okay, I guess my responsibility is to help them with their finances in the future.
Yeah.
But then there's this struggle of how much.
Yeah. How do we make sure we're making sure that they're going to be solid human beings financially. Right. They're not just getting the keys to the kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is a struggle for families who are creating wealth, because one of the things that we see often is that second generation wealth, when not taught how to have character around it, like you're speaking to, they in a way lose a lot of vigor, a lot of drive for themselves in life, because they didn't have to earn anything.
Right.
Yes. It was always just handed to them.
Right. So it's just a comfort.
I hear that struggle.
Yeah.
Yep. For do ought to as well, you say, be an example to my faith and pass on our family tradition. Are those pretty crystal clear? Is there anything you can expand on those?
Yeah. No, traditions, I think I notice now, it's almost like they're being lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, my family's very into their, you know, their Italian heritage and the Irish. And so just the little things of meals, certain holidays, certain things that we do, just to remember those and to pass them along.
Yes.
Is something to remember. So.
Yes. And then for ought to, you say structured systems and organized.
Yeah.
I think those are ones we might want to let go of. We might want to get a personal assistant, but you tell me.
Yeah. Well, those are the ones I struggle with, but of course I need to be organized and I need to strive. You know what I mean? I need all that.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not I don't love it.
And if it's not your unique ability or your strength, it's often really nice to hire someone who it is their strength.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. And then for fun do, you said a farm, a retreat center, and a coaching company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We touched on everything but the farm. You guys already have a farm.
We do.
So does this mean something beyond that?
Well, we've talked about expanding it.
Okay.
It's like I said, we love it. It's our place to go, and you know, and just, it's almost like you've left the world and you're just doing the regular, you know, chores from years ago before electricity type things. You know what I mean? And it's so good for us just to get away from the computer world and go there.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's also, there's a lot of work involved, and you know, who's going today to feed the animals, and there's a lot involved, but at the, you know, yeah.
Animals don't stop living when you're on vacation in Italy.
That's right. Right.
Well, they will if you go on vacation and don't care for them. Yes. Right. Yes. Fully understand that.
Yeah.
And you do say do travel and adventure. Now, I know that's already a part of your life, but does that take on a different meaning here?
Yeah. So travel and adventure to me has always been stressful.
Mm.
It's always been stressful in a sense of the planning, the what if it doesn't go well? I don't know where to go. I don't know where to stay. That's always been a stress. The money I always thought was the big issue.
Yeah.
Until we did money coaching. And then I'm like, okay, I'm good with this. But then I'm like, why am I still stressed? It's because of the planning. It's a lot.
And that's falling on your shoulders, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to. I think I hold on to that because of control, of trying to be the mom and trying to plan for everything. So that is partly my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then your final fun to be fearless. Yeah. Which I think I have a feeling that is more so here.
Hmm.
Yes. Based on what you just said in the last question, the third question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we write things in on fun too that we'd really like to be a part of us.
That's right. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Well, anything else you want to say on this?
No, that was a great reflection. It's definitely different hearing it back.
Well, can we try to consolidate this for you?
Yes, I would love that. Sure.
Okay. So, Julia, if as a consequence of our work together, we deliver to you a moment, let's make that moment Labor Day weekend 2027. You are in a room with a lot of families, and your talk is on being fearless.
Mm. Mm.
Because you've been fearless for, what is that now, a year and a half? Am I thinking of that correctly?
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Off in the corner, you were just talking to your amazing personal assistant, who's been your right-hand pal for a long time now, all of the things that were holding you back aren't holding you back. Mm. Her unique ability is keeping everything organized, keeping all the ships running, keeping everything working for, you know, not just you and the coaching business, but also for home, for travel, for the farm. I mean, which kid's feeding the, I don't remember if you guys have donkeys right now.
Donkeys. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Who's feeding the donkeys today? That's all dialed now. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Your coaching is thriving. Now this may not, I don't know that this is your, actually I know this isn't your retreat center yet. Mm-hmm. But what's happening is you, because you are so brilliant, are holding a retreat. It might be in New Jersey at the Reynolds Winery, because you are test driving. What does it take to run an event space? Now, Barbaro 360 is doing so well that it's easy to get people there. There's going to be the time for the men to have the men's chats and the women's to have the women's chats, and everyone's coming together and being fully heard. And one of your chats on fearlessness is being fully heard. Because everyone deserves to live a life in which they're not scared to be themselves. And so you are sharing that with them. There's women there. And you're sharing that. Now, from there, you guys go to, of course, you have your evenings and all those things happening. But you guys go to dinner. And it's a beautiful long table with all the families coming together. I'm pretty sure it's Italian traditional style. And it's a way for you guys to teach families how to teach tradition. Your family's there, of course, other families. Everything's cruising along. But most of all, like, Gino just looks over at you and he's like, babe, that was unbelievable. You crushed that fearless chat. You've really embraced this. And he lets you know a little surprise that you guys, I don't know if it's just the two of you, because sometimes you might want to go away just the two of you, or maybe it's always the family, but someone else, probably your assistant, has planned travel for you so that you don't have to plan it. It's not stressful for you. Now that evening, you guys are winding down to go to bed, and you have created the habit, I think it's in the evening, of writing a story, a memory. And you have a journal full of them. You're ready to publish the story of you. And that's what you're going to give to the kids for Christmas. That's that feel?
Oh, that would be so good. That was awesome.
I see no reason why you can't have this. Is there anything missing or anything you'd like to add to really make it yours?
I don't think so. I think maybe the only thing I would add would be the religious spiritual aspect.
Oh, of course.
Tied up in...
My goodness.
The retreat? No. It was there anyway.
It was there, but I didn't know.
It was there, but it was there because it comes with me. You know what I mean? It just comes with the family.
So it could have been that you guys were, you or Gino were leading the entire table in prayer to honor the meal. And
there you go.
It could be whatever you need it to be, but it has to be there, of course, because it's such a part of who you are.
Yeah, that's it. That's perfect.
Okay.
That was so good, Scott.
Well, here's the deal. There's no reason why you can't have this.
Okay.
But what we'll do between now and next time is I'm just going to give you one other inspirational piece of work. It's called Your Ideal Day, Week, and Year. And you can put in timeline-wise, like, how would you set up your week to be doing coaching for you that you love, but give yourself the space to take care of yourself and to be present with the kids and have Gino time? And, like, what do you need life to look like? And how different is that from where you are today? Does that make sense? Because our time is so vital, of this.
Yeah.
When in the year would you want to have a retreat? When in the year would you want to be doing coaching? Or would you want to be speaking?
Yeah.
I probably should have had you going to speak at like some gigantic.
No, that was good. I loved it.
Just to terrify you. Like, there's no reason why you can't do this. And the next time we get together, we'll talk about what could possibly get in the way.
Okay.
So that you bring it all to life. So every little thing that you think is an issue, we deal with.
Okay.
Sound good?
Perfect.
Okay. I realize we're only going until 5 more minutes. So Gino, we're going to have to find a time for you to go again.
Yeah, I that's how I wanted to end it. I wanted to end it possibly by maybe giving some of my reflection of what I heard. I think it's
absolutely important. And what I would give you there is just what did you hear was most important to Julia?
It's interesting because I didn't really think that she had that much guilt of well, I knew guilt of wanting things. I wrote that down. That's interesting because I think I probably rubbed off on that on her. She probably took a lot of that from me because I feel guilty sometimes about buying stuff for us. And I'm like, sure. Should we be spending the money? Do I have to really, you know? And I think I probably, it's a little bit of fear also, like, are we going to have enough? We're going to run out, even though we're not, it's just unconscious. Yep. And that may rub off. And I've always been conditioned to be able to produce and not to think about buying stuff.
Yeah.
And that's probably rubbed off on her. So
yeah,
I've probably given that to her. And the other thing was like that fearless. I didn't think that she was fearless, that she wasn't fearless. I mean, she's been doing the show forever. You know, she has been on stages. She's been speaking in front of people for a while.
Yeah.
She puts herself out there. She's very confident. So I didn't want to say I was taken aback by it. I just was just a little bit, not even the word confused. Just, yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't know that that bothered her as much. That's,
I hear you. And I think, you know, it sounds like your guilt and her guilt might be slightly different. Mm-hmm. So what I was hearing on her guilt was, it's like, I should be the one who's able to handle doing all of this stuff. Mm. I shouldn't pass this off to someone else. Mm. I'll do my thing and give myself the time and energy when I can get my stuff under control. That's a never-ending cycle, because if you're not good at doing that stuff, I don't care how great you try to get at it, you're always going to have low energy to go do it. So it's going to take more time than it should. Right. But if you hire someone to do it, you guys are going to go grow with Barbaro 360.
Yeah.
And I mean, money isn't your issue necessarily anyway, right? So it's like, you can hire someone and have the space to go have the impact. Mm-hmm. And if we don't worry about, if we think of it more so as, I'm making an investment to grow impact, or I'm making an investment to grow money, they both work. Yeah. It's just, you have to both be in tune with that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
And what I give back to you, sir, is, what did you hear was most important to her when she was talking about all the things she wants to do? What did you hear?
I mean, obviously, it's the family. I mean, that's what's really important to her. Yeah. I think also being a role model and just saying, hey, I want to shine the light, not on us or what we're doing, but on what we've accomplished through trial and error, the mistakes we've made.
Yeah.
And, you know, what family life, how awesome family life can be, even though it's really hard. It's really worth the fight. And here are some things that we've done that we could possibly show you that may help grow your family.
And in a sense, continuing to step into the light to show your vulnerability so that other people can be vulnerable too.
Mm-hmm.
That is what fearlessness is. It's not choosing to see no fear.
Yeah.
It's moving forward with courage while being fearful.
Mm. So true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so looking forward to our next chat. We'll have to do probably two more. We do an hour for you, sir, to go through yours, because it could take that much time as well. Okay. And then obstacles we can probably get through in a 90-minute session.
So let's wrap this up for anybody who's really been listening to this. Number one, the biggest takeaway is that Julia's got a great husband, and he is just awesome. That's the biggest takeaway. No,
that was obviously the baseline of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's my husband.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because I think these questions, you can skim through them, you can do superficial, but if you really put the work into it, number one. And number two, it's really, AI is really nice to use, but you really need somebody like Scott to facilitate this as well. Because Scott's pulling the thread, he's peeling the onion back, and he's asking the right questions, and he's being present, and he's making you think big. He's making you step out. Because that's Julia at times, if she is fearless, if she is fearful and she may not show up, if there is a little guilt, it may be hard for her to say that.
Yeah.
To herself or to me or to somebody else. But when you're working with a professional like Scott, it's like, wow, this is pretty cool. Scott has no judgment on me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really know me. Right. He's just trying to find out about me. And the irony is that we all have the questions deeply buried within us.
Yes.
I think it's Scott's job, and you've seen it illustrated today, that he asks the right questions and he starts off with the right questions, and he's able to extract those questions, those answers out of us, deeply buried within us. And I think that's the beauty of this whole entire process.
Yeah, you're making good points, Gino. And the thing I would add is this was never about me. Mm-hmm. This was always about Julia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, but I would read the question. I would ask, can I read your first answer?
Oh, yeah.
And then I would ask her to, if she didn't paint the picture on her own, I gave her the space to paint the picture. And why do we do that? Because she knows what it, what hire a personal assistant for home travel and farm and coaching mean.
Yeah.
I have my own bias as to what that means. Mm. I want to know what she cares about, not what I care about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And we do that for every single bit. And the goal is what we're looking for is we're just following the feelings. Now, in person, this works so even better than on video, because in person, we're actually, our bodies are just designed from evolution so that we know when you're angry or when you're scared, or we feel those things in a room together. It's harder to feel on video, but what we're doing is I'm following your facial cues and what you're doing and what are you feeling and where do you light up and where do you get like a bit forlorn?
Yeah.
Because your energy is what will drive you to move forward. It will not be your thinking. So writing this down doesn't do much for you. But talking about it does.
Yeah.
Julia,
I agree.
Do you know what forlorn means? I don't know what forlorn means.
What is- longing, sad, worried.
I figured it was something like that.
I know. Just,
I know.
Great word.
It was like an NYU word and I didn't go to
You pulled it out for me, brother. We're going simple terminology. All of a sudden, forlorn. Four score and seven so years ago. It's like you're going really hardcore on me.
Yeah. Let's do it.
But it's got work.
I would be so, I'm going to be so joyed when I get, so this is the work that we do. We get to see pictures of our clients living their visions.
Mm. Where can the listeners find out more about the process? Want to work with you? Where can we direct them?
StoneStepsFinancial.com is the simplest place. But ultimately they can try to do this on their own too, if they can't work with me, and that's totally cool.
StoneStepsFinancial.com. Scott Robert Frank does not want you to be, does not want you to be forlorn. He wants you to avoid being forlorn.
Right.
And now we're going to hear that word all the
and
time.
And to relive and to live the life that you're meant to live. That that's is right. really cool.
No, I'm just looking forward to the day where the, you guys send me a picture and you're sitting at a long table after you've delivered the prayer and it's like table time. After the fearless talk, because coming.
It's coming. I know.
Thanks,
it's another, so I'm actually starting to write a book for advisors on the neuroscience of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But have you guys ever bought a new car and then all of a sudden you see that car everywhere?
Yes.
So what happened 100%. Is it took something from the subconscious to the conscious.
Yeah, right.
And that's exactly what you just did today, Julia.
Right. So it already happens. It already happens. So it's not as scary.
My business partner, well, it's called the reticulator activating.
Yeah.
Right? And my business partner calls it the flux capacitor, basically, because it's like it works so well. And it's interesting. And it's great the work you've done. And you just leave these calls. I'm going to end with this. When you're really working with someone who's great, you leave the call energized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You leave the call at a higher level of energy and you see possibilities, right? Yeah. There's problems, but all of a sudden those problems become opportunities. And that's what it feels like to work with somebody who knows what they're doing.
You are nailing it. We say that emotion equals energy in motion.
Mm.
So when you tap into your own emotions and your own drivers of who are you, and if we want to get, if you want to go spiritual for a second, who did he make you?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You show up as that in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Watch out.
Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're tapping into.
Yeah.
Scott, thank you. Stone Steps Financial. This is Julian Gino
great.
Barbaro of Barbaro 360. And we'll all see you on next week's show. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.